welcome back. Now for our first game of tonight, which is Hull versus Liverpool. I'll start with you, Couch. What do you think about this one?
Liverpool just in free fall, aren't they? I don't know what's happened to them this year. It's obviously, you know, with the aggravation with Sterling, he's not going to sign, is he? You'll just sign
one
now.
I don't think so.
We were talking about this last week, weren't we? Saying, you know, if Sturridge is on 150,000, the best player this year for Liverpool has been Sterling, and he's on 100, why don't they just give him the 150 and keep him? It would happen at Chelsea, it would happen in all the top clubs, Man United in the past when Fergie was there. I don't think he's very good with man management, Rodgers. I think he's a good coach. I'm not certain about him as a manager.
150 is a lot for Sterling, though, isn't it? I mean, he's not the finished product.
He will be, though. I mean, but do you want to sell one of your best players to Chelsea, Man United or Arsenal? Because that's what will happen.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? If you, they can't afford to lose another good player. It's obviously, looking at the odds here, it's got Sturridge's first goal score there. Sturridge is unfit. He's not going to be playing.
Man City and Chelsea got a lot of stick for getting rid of Sturridge. Now we see why.
Yeah.
Because he's always had injuries.
Last season he was magnificent.
He was with Suarez. Suarez, the best player in the world at the time.
He steered clear of injury, but that's the first time in his career he's had a consistent run of games, which, as you say, which is why
Man City and Chelsea got rid of him.
Mario Balotelli hasn't really been the best buy. Because there was talk of him coming to Arsenal at one point.
I swear to God, and this isn't just in hindsight. At the time, I said it. People were saying, "Oh yeah, 15 million, it's a great buy." I wouldn't have paid 5 million for him if he was going to come in.
If Jose Mourinho said this man's unmanageable and Rodgers thinks he can do better, then he's got some ego on him.
Mourinho is the best man manager there is out there, and if he says that, I wouldn't have touched him with a barge.
Ricky Lambert's like the Titanic; she never left Southampton.
But he don't.
I mean, seriously, just terrible buy, wasn't he? Terrible fit, wasn't he?
Liverpool don't play like that.
No, they don't play that way.
He was never going to play.
That's what I'm saying about Rodgers. He's got all the Suarez money, spent it all himself, and I think wasted it.
He has wasted it.
Like Spurs wasted all the Bale money.
Bought very, very average midfielders as
I think the wrong fits for him. Handled the Gerrard system, couldn't have handled it any worse if you tried.
And the other problem they've got now is they don't have the Champions League revenue. They're going to be European League.
I think that's why they were waiting with the Sterling thing. I think come the end of the season, if they'd have been in the Champions League, they'd have probably gone bang, there's 150.
The thing is, like Arsenal was talking earlier, Arsenal are going strengthen, Man United will strengthen, Chelsea will. Who's going to go to Liverpool to go to Turkey and Uzbekistan in Iceland?
Exactly, I think they're really going to
strengthen. Seriously, it's a point, isn't it? Why, as a player, would you want to go there?
No. The last thing I think, as a player, the last thing you'd want to do is play in the Europa League. If you're a world class player, why are you going to go?
Gareth Bale said that was the main reason for leaving Spurs.
Exactly,
apart from the 100 grand rise as well.
Yeah.
No, it is, isn't it? It's a massive thing for a player, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. And I think for this, it's actually quite important for the motivation for this match because obviously Liverpool, you'd suggest the top four's gone now. I mean, they're 7 points off United with the game in hand, admittedly. I think they're about 10-1 for the top four now. But Hull, still only a point above the relegation zone. Obviously got a massive win last time out. So I think for pure motivation reasons, you'd have to consider Hull at 10-3.
I think it's going to be a really close game. I really do. Neither team scores a lot of goals. Mm. Hull haven't, I think they haven't kept a consecutive clean sheet since October 2013. So obviously kept a clean sheet last game. So there's odds on that they may well concede a goal. But Liverpool just struggled massively. We saw them against West Brom at the weekend. They're so blunt. They're just lacking any creativity in the final third. Yes, they've got creative players, Sterling and Coutinho. But in the box, they've got absolutely nothing. I quite fancy it. It's going to be really close. I think probably if I was betting on, they'd go for a draw, but I've got a sneaky feeling.
I'd like to lay Liverpool even money.
Would you?
Yeah, I'd love to lay down. There's always a question with prices. People say to me, how do you work out price on the auction? I say, easy. Would you put your own money? Would you be prepared to put 50 quid down to lay Liverpool to win 50? I would. I think it's a terrible price, even money. What have they got to play for? Hull are just going to be demented, aren't they? Got a good crowd there.
Yeah.
And what the Liverpool players got to play for? That's the thing about it. We said it last week with the Reading game against who they lost to when we was in it last Wednesday.
Yeah.
They lost at home after the fall down of the cup game. You know, what they got left, and we're coming with Rotherham and Leigh. I think Rotherham. Brentford, that was 2-0.
Yeah.
No, Birmingham beat them last Wednesday.
And Brentford beat them
last week.
Last week, yeah.
Yeah, and me and Jamie said 4-1's a massive price because they're going to be so down after the Arsenal fallback and they lost 2-0 at home.
No, I agree.
It's going to be tonight. I think Rotherham will beat them tonight. We'll come to that later.
Yeah.
Well, the next one, we're moving on to the Championship, actually, and looking at Rotherham versus Reading. And obviously, if Rotherham win, they send Millwall down.
Millwall and Wigan go down if Rotherham win.
So we'll see you after the break.